KRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. One-time Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, an outspoken Trump critic, he had plenty to say about classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, has been indicted for allegedly mishandling classified information.
He's charged with storing top secret records at home and sharing with relatives diary-like notes about his time in government that contained classified information. The 18-count indictment suggests that information was exposed when Iranian operatives hacked Bolton's email account in 2021. During Bolton's brief tenure in the Trump administration, he had disputes with the president over North Korea, Iran, and Ukraine, ultimately leading to his departure. Bolton denies the charges, saying they're part of an effort by the president to intimidate his opponents. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin spent more than 2 hours on the phone yesterday. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says her boss, trying hard to end the war in Ukraine, came away somewhat encouraged.
The president feels like great progress was made on this call. They also agreed to have a high-level senior staff meeting convened as early as next week, which will then be followed by a meeting very likely between President Trump and President Putin as well. They talked about Budapest as being a location for that.
Later today, Mr. Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House. It is expected that Zelensky will make a pitch for American Tomahawk missiles capable of hitting targets deep inside Russia. Putin warns that supplying those weapons would harm U.S.-Russia relations. Meta giving parents more of a say in their kids' interactions with AI chatbots. New parental controls include the ability to turn off one-on-one chats with AI characters altogether. Dow futures down 48. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the scriptures.
About 25% of adults say the Bible is just another book of instruction, and nearly 20% think it was written to control and manipulate people. Those are some of the conclusions of a new poll from the American Bible Society, which also reveals that 36% of respondents believe that the scriptures are totally accurate versus 39% who say no. ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, "A half century ago, Americans generally trusted the Bible. Attitudes are more complex these days." Michael Harrington reporting.
Costa Rica's President Rodrigo Chavez has further restricted access to abortion, limiting it to situations when the mother's life is in danger. The country's previous regulations also allowed abortions if a pregnancy posed a threat to the mother's health. No legislative approval required for the action. In making the rules change, though, the health ministry, the president makes good on a promise he had given to religious conservatives earlier this month. And this is SRN News. Tens of millions of people who rely on food aid could soon feel the impact of the ongoing government shutdown.
Some states have stopped approving new applications for the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, known as SNAP. SNAP recipients receive benefits on prepaid cards that they can use for groceries. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the program, sent letters to state agencies telling them to not send files that would clear the way for the cards to be loaded at the start of next month. If the shutdown continues, Congress would have to find about $8 billion a month to keep the program funded. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford is calling for economic retaliation against the United States after Stellantis decided to move Jeep Compass production from Canada to the U.S. Ford blames President Trump for the move. More details at SRNNews.com.